أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين صلى على محمد وآل محمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العلی العظیم. Today is 6th of August 2009 and we are doing Asrar al-Sawm session number 5. So what I do is I do a brief summary of last week, because even for those who think it becomes boring, please listen. The topic was not very simple, easy topic, so we may need to re-listen to it. And then, inshallah, if time allows, I'll carry on to some new stuff for today. First, I have to explain for myself and all of us why we want to learn these things, and at this night we have chosen to come and do these studies. I don't go to any detail, but you go and yourselves find out. We have spoken about it many times, that the best a'mal and best action for any of these nights is learning, and nothing will compete with learning in thawab and reward. That's one thing to remind us, so that we do not, for those of us who are not used to it, we do not feel guilty that we are not doing salat and reading du'as and listening to Mr. Bassam. And second to that, also the type of issues we discuss and we open up is really, we just read Ziyarat al-Yasin. In Ziyarat al-Yasin, there was a part that we were talking about those anna nashr haqqun wa sirata haqqun wal ba'sa haqqun wal jannata haqqun wal nar haqqun. All of these are haqq, but when we say it, we have to have an understanding of what they are. Okay, of course we know what is jahannam and what is jannat, but that just we have got a basic meaning of it, but we don't know what they are, how they work. And we only have heard Sirat, for instance. When it comes to Sirat, we all think the concept and perception we have is like so sharp, like a knife. You have to walk on it, and if you are not good acrobat player, then you might fall into Jahannam. That's what we know about it. So what we are, these studies are helping us in a nutshell towards Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And going towards Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to learn about all these creatures of Allah, angels and prophets and wahy and the rest of the things we talk. So I start, the topic of today is Imsaku min al-Adam. What is Imsaku min al-Adam? That was basically the verse of Quran which says Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam was, that means Allah has written fasting for us. And Allah writing fasting means what? That Allah has got a book and He writes in it? No, that is an existential writing. Allah has written, that means it has passed Allah's knowledge. It is something that Allah has already made it happen. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. What, how Allah has made it happen, siyam and sawm and fasting, before we come even to this alam, to this universe of matter. We have fasted from Adam. But we have to make an understanding, what is Adam? You don't have the pins, these markers?
I have here notes.
Okay. You have got them? And we have to differentiate between the two type of Adam. What is absolute Adam absolute atom which does not even exist anywhere.
You want me to write?
No, I write when I talk during my talk. Thank you. You want to come and see me?
The lecture was finished. This is why I said this.
Sorry. And we have two types of atom. Atom al-mutlaq or absolute atom and atom al-nisbi or relative atom. Relative atom is, we have to understand first the issue of potentials. We know that we all have talked about potentiality and what is in potentiality and istidad. When we talk about, where did you put the? Okay. Oh, sorry. If it assume this is a seed of an orange tree and this is the earth, when you put the seed, we know that when this seed grow, it gives a tree. Where is this tree? This tree is in istidad and potentiality of this seed. And basically, unless the seed is looked after in a proper way and is put on the earth, is planted and is being watered and is kept in certain environment, it does not give this tree. So it may give it, it may not give it. Depends on how we treat this seed. This orange, however, this orange tree, at the moment it exists. Where is it? This is in potential existence. That means istidad or quwwah. So this tree is in the potentiality of this seed. So basically we call this Adam. This is in Adam, but this is Adam in Nisbi, relative Adam. But this when this seed is watered and it grows from the earth, it comes to outside world that is gaining wujud. So much clear? Yes? Also, we have spoken about wajib, Al-Wujud and Mumkin Al-Wujud. Necessary existence and possible existence. Faranaz, what is necessary existence? Who is necessary existence? No, Masumah, who is the necessary existence? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have only one wajibul wujud. There is only one wajibul wujud and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rest of the creation is possible wujud. They may come to existence, they may not come to existence. That's why they are called mumkinul wujud. Mumkin means possible. This is clear? So I want to pass this fast. If we call this area, this is, of course, this is not a physical topic, but just I want to show my point here. We call this is the area of ilm of Allah, ilmullah, or knowledge of Allah. What happens? Every creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He creates things, before He creates them, when we say before, of course you may take a time connotation, but doesn't matter. Before Allah creates anything, everything is in the ilm of Allah. It is not possible to assume that any creation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah does not have knowledge. Allah has got knowledge of everything He creates. So basically all the creatures are in the realm of ilm of Allah. And all the creatures of the world, including insan, angels, shaitan, whatever you can think of, all the creatures of Allah, they are in that ilm of Allah. Which that ilm of Allah? Those creatures which are in this realm of ilm of Allah, this is the important point that I want to make my point reach. While any creature is in this realm of ilm of Allah and has not come outside, has not got wujud yet, this is totally, because we call all of them mumkinul wujud, right? They're all mumkinat. All mumkinat are in this area of ilm of Allah. So basically they are Adam. This area is Adam, but Adam nisbi. This is in the state of relative Adam. If we call this This is Adam Nisbi, this is Adam Mutlaq, and this is Wujud. Please pay attention when I say distance. I want to use the word distance. Distance of creatures of Allah in the realm of ilm. Their distance to Wujud and to Adam is same. They have equal. What does it mean when I say they have the equal distance? That means it is possibility of them to become into wujud or not is similar. It doesn't have, until and unless certain thing happens, they are similarly situated, they are equally situated between wujud and Adam. The way for them to come to wujud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, before I continue on this, I want to make another reminding you of another issue.
Before Adam
al-Muzaf is the same thing. Remember, when we talk about, you have to get rid of these words and meanings that we have learned for material existence so that we can make a better understanding. The moment we talk about eating, we only know that, or drinking, or this in this world, I'm eating or drinking this tea, I have to take it like this. Go to my mouth, go to my stomach, go to my digestion system, and only then you agree that I have eaten something. But, of course, this is true, I'm not denying it. This is true for universe of matter, but eating does exist in other universes. Right, for Ruh also eats. How does the Ruh eat? Similar to the fact that our body is made of what we eat, our ruh is also made of what it intakes. Because the intakes of ruh is different from the intakes of the body. Intakes of the body is what you eat, what you chew, eat, digest, and goes to your body system and flows into all parts of the body. But intake of the ruh comes from, it comes from perceptions, knowledge, ma'ani is from awalim of ma'ani, intakes of the ruh. So similarly, ruh eats, but acquaint your mind with the eating of the ruh. So this is the whole thing, so that the ideas and concepts do not look odd to you when you say the ruh eat or the ruh does fasting. Because we are so much acquainted and used to we take the issue of fasting with this. Okay, I do not eat from sunrise to sunset, and then I take it that I have done fasting. Yes, that's the fasting of the body. But when it comes to the ruh, When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says kutiba alaykum as-siyam, meaning that saum and fasting is written for you, that means you had to fast so that you can come to this alam, to this universe. That is when the ruh, when it is in ilm of Allah, anyone's wujud, anyone's existence, while it is in the ilm of Allah, which is Adam and Nisbi, unless, what is fasting? The definition of fasting, so much as we know, is imsak, certain period of time, and then iftar, and eating, breaking that imsak, breaking the fasting. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells to the creatures in His ilm, if you want wujud, you have to do imsak of Adam. Imsak of Adam, and you have to do iftar with Asma'ullah. Which Asma'ullah is needed to do iftar with? Asma'ullah of Rahman. Because Asma'ur-Rahman is the name of Allah which gives wujud to the whole creation. So when in the realm of ilm of Allah, any creature does imsak and abstinence and refrains from Adam, abstain from Adam, and eats the ifdari of Ismu al-Rahman, it comes to wujud. Unless it does it, it does not come to wujud. So that is kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba alal-lazina min qablikum. That similar to the same way that Allah has written for you siyam and fasting, Allah has written that fasting for people before you. So this is invariably true for any creature. Any creature, while it is in that domain of relative Adam, wanting to come to this world, must do fasting, must do so from Adam so that he comes to wujud. So now that is happening, now we have come to wujud. That wujud, in that level we had no body. Did we have any body? And that before we come to this universe? So what is that commit? Who has committed that fasting? Or ruh? It is not the body who has committed for fasting. Agree, Ali Agha?
Can you repeat
that? I'm saying, in that level, when we have fasted, or ruh, when we have fasted, we have had no body, we didn't have our body.
This body or any?
No, this body. Did you have it? No. In that level, we had no body, in fact, because it's still no wujud there. It's only ilm in ilm of Allah. So when we were in that level, remember, one of the things all of us start to think, okay, what is the point when I don't remember this? But there are similar situations in Quran as explained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah says, Alastu bi rabbikum qalu bala. Who remembers that Alastu bi rabbikum of Allah? None of us remember. But because Allah says so, we know it has happened. But also, because we have been in Adam, we do not remember in Adam and Nisbi. We do not remember that. But in existentially, this is what happens. Existentially, unless we refrain from Adam and we eat Ismullah of Rahman, we cannot come to this wujud. And what has that commitment of fasting is by what, Ali Agha? Did we have badan, body? No. So we had no body there when we were there. In fact, it is only ruh who has got that dedication. So when we come to this world, the manifestation of that fasting is when we have to do fasting here. But when it comes to this level of wujud, which is material wujud, but material existence, material presence, or physically we have to refrain from eating from sunrise to sunset. But that is not the reality of fasting. Reality of fasting is what has happened there. So it is our ruh that must follow that commitment of imsakul adam, imsakul min al adam. What is the manifestation of? Okay, what does that mean? But what should we do? What is displaying of that imsak of Adam? Abstaining from Adam in this world. When we have come down here, what should we do? This is where we are going into the further talks. We did not discuss this last week. Going to this, performing this commitment of imsak min al Adam, when it comes here, it is that our ruh, remember, not body. The ruh